In today's international report, we go to Guinea-Conakry, where tourism has shown a recent dramatic decline. The Minister of Tourism says he is trying to increase the number of business visitors, which he believes will generate more income and create jobs. The minister blames a poor turnout of tourists in Guinea on the recent outbreak of Ebola, but says the situation is gradually improving. Correspondent Karim Kamara has this report from Conakry.
Tourism was one of the sectors contributing substantially to the Guinean economy, but all of a sudden, the sector has declined with the authorities paying less attention to it. The Guinean government instead has given more priority to the mining sector, which it considers is likely to make a stronger contribution to the national economy. The Minister of Tourism, Ousmane Diallo, says the reduction in the number of tourists visiting Guinea was due to the outbreak of Ebola. Diallo says with the end of the outbreak, the number of tourists and visitors coming to Guinea have been increasing gradually.
In the matter of figures, in 2010, we were able to register between 120 and 630,000 visitors. I said visitors, not necessarily tourists, because all of them were registered at the borders of Guinea, especially at the airport. But these figures drastically declined below 10,000 due to the outbreak of Ebola. Since 2016, though, things have started improving gradually.
I visited one of the five-star hotels here in Conakry to confirm what the minister had said. The hotel manager preferred to speak to me anonymously, said he does not know where the minister got his figures from, and deplored the attitude of the minister and the government.
I disagree with the figure given by the Minister of Tourism. In Guinea, the tourism fell to the lowest degree since 1990. All the tourist centers formerly visited by tourists are dilapidated, and government and the minister himself are giving any particular attention to these centers that are in need of rehabilitation.
The minister says that one of his priorities after the end of the Ebola outbreak is to develop business tourism in Guinea, which he says would attract visitors and encourage investors to take a stake in the tourism sector in Guinea.
That is to say, tourism is gradually taking shape, but what is more important is business tourism, which we are trying to develop. God has given us a very fine environment with beaches, mountains and open lands.
This hotel owner was in a very angry mood and said the minister should not blame the reduction in the number of tourists visiting Guinea on the outbreak of Ebola, but on the refusal by the state to do more to improve the tourism sector.
Before the Ebola outbreak, tourism in Guinea was down. So I see no reason why the minister should blame the non-arrival of high number of tourists in Guinea on the Ebola outbreak.
In the past 5 years, Guinea has had too many five-star hotels, and this is for the first time since independence in 1958. The minister says he is focusing on the rehabilitation of all tourist centers in the interior of the country before 2025 African Nations Cup to be held in Guinea.
We have sorted all the problems in Conakry. That leaves the interior of the country. We have lots of hope that with the Africa Cup of Nations to be staged in Guinea, we shall be able to equip all the regions of the country and the four regional headquarters with hotels of high standard, and so make Guinea proud.
The Guinean tourist sector is not known to many Guineans, and most of them do not know who is a tourist or just an ordinary visitor. The tourism minister, Ousmane Diallo, said he is going to properly regulate the tourism sector by supporting hotel owners and giving more help to schools of tourism in the country.
My ambition as head of the ministry is to implement the laws of the country. The hotels are good, they are infrastructure, but human resources are important too, and this is why we're trying to support those opening schools of tourism to make them benefit from the required experience and expertise. This is why the International Organization of Tourism is supporting us. We have the best investment code, and that can attract donors and investors.
The minister did not say how much his department is contributing to the Guinean economy, but instead said the tourism sector is a twin partner to the Guinean economy. He added that even though his department is not getting the required funding from the government, he remained determined to push the sector forward. Reporting for Radio France International, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.